The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, this is the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. The last two podcasts we've been seeking to learn from the letter that James wrote. And we come today to some thoughts from James chapter 3. The first thing James says in this chapter, which is extremely relevant to leaders and pastors, is this. He said, not many of you should become teachers because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. This is quite an interesting, almost unique theme about being judged more strictly. And I think it's good to ask the question, why does James use that phrase? Isn't judgment about things that we don't do concerning God's work and kingdom that are not right? Is there a distinction between general behavior as a leader and the teaching? Well, I think there is. And I think the point is that what we teach, it is very easy for some people to pick up our teaching and to follow it, and they may, if we're in error, end up walking down a wrong path. People put a lot of faith in their teachers, and I know you can argue they should put their faith in God, but it is interesting how in different parts of the world the degree of reverence given to those who lead and teach can be very different. When I went to South Korea many years ago, I noticed that pastors were given the utmost respect. You could argue almost too much, but you certainly couldn't argue it's too much in other parts of the world where ministers and leaders are not given much respect at all. But James is just wanting to challenge us that people do take notice of what you say. And therefore, there is an extra encouragement for teachers to be clear and sure that what they are teaching is accurate. This, of course, is why we have the injunction in many places to be a diligent student of the word. Study to show yourself a workman approved unto God, Paul says. And it is important that we are cautious that what we teach, that it can be founded in Scripture. I personally love the Bereans who listen to a preacher and then urgently sought the scriptures and went through the scriptures in order to check that what they were hearing was in line with the word of God. And this was Paul that they were listening to. And therefore, no one, whatever their reputation, should be considered as someone who will always speak the word of God. That's our desire as Christian teachers. That's our longing, that we never mislead or slip into phraseology or doctrine which is not according to God's word. But it can happen, so we do need to be careful. James moves from here to some general comments about the use of the tongue. And again, every Christian should be careful about what they say and how they say certain things. But again, a leader needs to be particularly vigilant concerning their conversation. We know it's not easy if someone approaches you in a very unpleasant manner. You have to be cautious in your answer not to give a response which comes out of frustration and anger. Even if legitimately you feel hurt, nevertheless, we must be cautious about what we say. And we need to always conduct ourselves in a way that we believe is in accordance with how Jesus would speak, what Jesus would say. We know that sometimes we can say something and we didn't mean it, but suddenly an impression has been given and it can be very damaging to our ministry. James makes a very clear comment. He says, with the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who've been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Let us be extremely careful that when we speak with a humble tone, we speak with righteousness, and that we don't try to win arguments with angry, selfish expressions, but rather we seek to bring the wisdom of God. And that's how chapter 3 ends. It's talking about wisdom that comes from heaven, is pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial. These characteristics are very powerful. We must be careful how we teach, how we speak, and that the wisdom we impart is truly from God and not just from ourselves. God bless you.
If you would like to contact Richard, please visit our website at livinghopeministries.uk. Join us again next time for the Living Hope Pastors Podcast.